What you want to know is, you can say that perfectly well. You say, well, damn it, will you please look and find out? And you get away with that. But the other one, you see, is untruthful. There's a lie connected with it. Frankly, the meter's reacting, but the PC doesn't know. Now, you can bung the PC right out of a session into a games condition at a heck of a rate of speed by insisting he tell you something that he doesn't know. And he winds up in apathy. Now, what you use the withhold system for is to get him to look. And any spare chatter that you handle there should be in the direction of directing his attention so that he will find out more. Persuade his attention there. Direct it with an axe, direct it with honey, direct it with gypsy music. But damn it, direct it. I don't care how you do it. Particularly some of you girls have enormous skill on the direction of attention. Terrific skill. Employ every bit of it. Well, there might be some little salacious bit there that might be interesting to hear. Why don't you see if there's something a little more interesting there? You know, that's true. There might be something interesting in this for me. I don't care what trickery you use. You can use any trickery that anybody has ever employed. You can use any persuasion anybody ever employed. But don't let me catch you not directing a PC's attention. If I see reams of withholds written out, not sequitur, not one after the other that has to do with the same thing, I know definitely the auditor is not directing a PC's attention. You want to clean up what you want to clean up. That's what you want to clean up. You better decide the thing is cleaned up or is not cleaned up. You better continue to direct the PC's attention until you decide the thing is clean. Keep directing his attention. You're still getting a reaction on the meter. Well, I check every once in a while to find out if there's an ARC break. It's about the only time I ever use an ARC break or the phrase ARC break anymore. You know, just ask the PC, all right, is a repetition of this question causing an ARC break? I use that fairly often. When I see an irregular bang on the needle and I can't get any place with it, I'll ask the PC, is this question causing an ARC break? In 3D crisscross, use it the same way. Is this, I've asked you for more items, is that causing an ARC break? I don't get the same response. Then I don't get any response at all on the ARC break question, I must assume. You see. But the E-meter can confuse those things. It can confuse data in the bank with an ARC break. And it does have a confusion point, so you must out that confusion point. You ask for more withhold, and you actually can be so insistent to get a PC half out of session that an ARC break is created, and you get a fall, or a rock slam, or something. It's up. And you say, oh, on this third question here, he hasn't told me all of it. And yes, he has. That's just the trouble. He has told you all of it, and you haven't bought it. So you're building in a missed knowingness. You know? So that's what you get, is your ARC. If I find out something here, and you get the same reaction that you were getting on, is there any more to this withhold? And you say, yes, there is. I missed one. Now you ask the same question. You say, don't mind if I ask it again, just to make sure if it's clear. Is that all of it? There's no reaction on it at all. Just be clean as a wolf's tooth. More people ran terminals and goals lists up to the hundreds and thousands mark because by the time they ask, is there another goal or is there another terminal, don't you see? The PC was so ARC broke and so out of session on it that you'd get a needle reaction. And so they'd say, well, of course, there's more items. So we learned that one the hard way. If you think there's any suspicion at all that your question itself, it's always a repeated question, by the way, of demand of more has created an ARC break, you always try to clear that up. Just just rapidly clear it up, just to make sure that your reaction is not an ARC brake reaction, and then you get a true reaction. The usual thing about it is that the ARC brake shows up, blows off, and then there is more of it. Now, that's more to the point. That's far, far, far more to the point in this withhold system. PC has an ARC brake and more data, too. Because there's where you get over this little hump. The PC becomes misemotional when approaching a real hot spot in the bank. Had nothing to do with the goodness of the auditing. As a matter of fact, the better the auditing is, the more certain it is that the PC is going to hit an ARC brake attitude. Not an ARC brake attitude, it's a misemotional attitude. He starts to get cross with the auditor, because the auditor at that moment is a substitute for all the people who should have known about it and didn't. Of course, you're asking for a should have known about it, and you'll see that rekindle. And it won't be much. It'll just be a little bit of... There it is. Everything is beautiful and shining. It'll be there somewhat, even if terribly faintly. And it can come up to a roaring storm. You've asked for the thing. You've said, all right, what don't I know? Or what haven't I found out about you in this session? You asked this perfectly innocently. And the PC says, row, row, clack. And you say, now, what don't I know about you? What did I fail to find out about you? What anything? What went on here? What part of the session that can just cut through somehow all of this chop and get that question answered? And you'll find out that that will become a sign of a routine action in doing the withhold system. So you might as well learn to buck up to it and do it well. Don't ever back off from it. PC's upset with you, pull the withhold. Pull the missed withhold. Pull the should have known. That would be ordinarily. But in the withhold system, just be sure that you just better right on doing the withhold system, because in the next question or two, it's going to drop out of the hamper. And then PC, well, I don't see why you're asking that. You heard that. You've covered it and gone over it and over and over. I can't think of any more of it. There's nothing more to it. I knew the guy. So what? I knew the guy. I told you several times. I knew him. Isn't that enough? I omitted to tell you that also I lived with him for 5 years without marrying him. You know, I never realized that. You watch this, and you'll find that it's a fairly patterned curve for the PC. If it didn't happen at all, I'd be getting worried about the PC. You know, say, well, we're getting no place for this PC. Couldn't possibly be getting any place with a PC. Why aren't we getting any place with a PC? Well, we couldn't possibly be getting any place with a PC, because the PC has never gotten mad at us once during the entire session. So we have never gotten anywhere near anything the PC never found out before. We must be mining a mine that was mined out several hundred auditing sessions ago. And that mine must have been completely mined out to the bottom. The PC will sit there. They give you all the withholds. They would let you publish them in the newspaper. They're perfectly all right. Withholds, who cares about withholds? What's this? All right, they give them to you. They tell them all to you again. PC never gets mad at you. PC perfectly happy with you. PC doesn't change. Tone arm doesn't shift. You could go on like that, you see, for hundreds of hours probably. That means you must be mining a mine which has been dug up. There couldn't possibly be another speck of nothing in the bottom of it. But that is not the state of a PC that does have something at the bottom of the mine. You know, that PC. The PC starting to get gray. The PC starting to get hollows under their eyes. They're starting to waste away in the auditing chair. They look it over. They finally come near it. They finally look at you, decide you must be the withhold. And finally say, well, of course, had five children, but I've never mentioned any of them. By God, I never thought of that either. Well, that would be a pretty obscured withhold, but all of a sudden they brighten up. What do you know, you know? Well, you know, I never thought of that. You know, it's amazing. Known it all the time, you know. But I was sure I knew it, but I didn't know it. Well, that's pretty clever of you. That's pretty clever of you. You're an awful clever auditor. My God, that was real smart you to find that. How did you find that? You look at them, the hollows are gone, right? Circles are missing, skin texture changes, their eye color shifts, the gauntness which they inherited all of a sudden pads out very mysteriously. You watch it, and they suddenly get a cognition. You know, say, I wonder if losing all of my teeth, which I had forgotten, I wonder if knocking all of his teeth down his throat had anything to do with my dental trouble. Say, do you know, I think it does. You know? And they just start cognizing all over the place. And of course, you can milk these cognitions down just by running more withhold system on them. Just run some more on the same thing, and all of a sudden they'll blow some more off because their intense interest means that there's just a little speck or two. That will bleed off, usually, if they come up to that state in the next 24 hours. They'll think of it as they go to bed that night or something of the sort. But you can actually take it all off with this withhold system. It's quite amusing to watch. But if you don't see that kind of a cycle going on, you know the withhold system isn't working or something's gone. PC's sitting there, PC's bright, colored, everything is fine, there isn't anything wrong, you as the auditor are wonderful, they're answering the questions, they're very happy to do anything, there's no change going on. They get to the end of the thing, in the right-hand column, they write, goals, no goals, didn't make any of them. And their ARC break comes after the session. After you said end of session, they go out in the hall and they say, well, that was a wasted mess. It must be that the auditor never directed their attention during the entire session. See? You can actually have a very happy PC who 4 hours after the session is liable to go get a shotgun and shoot you. You know, PC was not disturbed by the session at all. It's just something about the mechanics of what you're doing, you see. Now, you should not expect in doing the withhold system, you should not expect for a moment that your PC goes on a gradient scale of getting better. Your PC does not go on a gradient scale of getting better. PC goes on a gradient scale of getting worse. They look worse. They look grayer. They are more worried. Things are grimmer. Life has suddenly started to loom as a serious proposition. Not to be trifled with by amateurs. Life is grim. And they may go into that curve and come out of it with a fast cognition. Or they may go into it for 3 or 4 consecutive sessions. They may go into it and out of it in 20 minutes. They may go into it and out of it over the cycle of 4 sessions. It all depends on what you're shooting for. If you do the withhold system using your zero questions well chosen, and if that is a very beefy question, very ornery sort of question on the subject of you've all of a sudden connected with something there that is a very hot button of some kind or another, and it fell off the pin, and your zero question as a whole question has been very much avoided by the PC, then it's some one of these 4-session propositions. In other words, the hotter the question, the longer the cycle of action of the run. See, the hotter the question, the longer the cycle of action of the run. That's, of course, there's that much more charge to be bled off the thing before they come to grips with it. Now, the milder the charge, the shorter the cycle of action. Now, the cycle of action is not our cycle of action. It's a different cycle of action for the withhold system. And that is alerted, slowly perishes, goes to the bottom for the third time, and then on no graph curve, but total vertical. Hey, it comes down like this, and down, and down, and then there's total vertical, and goes way up above it. It's way higher than the beginning of the cycle. It's a funny looking curve, but that is the response of PC having his withholds. They don't get cheerfuler, cheerfuler, and cheerfuler, and better, and better, and better. And the PC is sitting there looking cheerfuler and cheerfuler, and you're not getting any tone arm action or anything. You know that at the end of the session it'll be gains, no, goals, no, nothing. That's it. What a lousy auditor you are. Be the truth, too. What you got that? No. Because the PC's attention has not been directed into anything the PC's attention should have been directed to. Now, the entire force of an aberration is devoted to pulling the attention in while buffing it off. You actually haven't got to pull the PC's attention into the middle of any aberration because it's fixed there. But every aberration has a buffer. And that is to say, while the PC has his attention fixed on A, the last thing in the world he'll admit to is having his attention on A. In other words, he's looking both ways at once. To look is to bounce. You see, the reason the tennis ball is on the ground is because it's in the tree. You know, that sort of thing. The reason the bomb is falling down is because it is rising. It's thickened. He has inflow or an outflow on this point. It's not a clean out, it's not a clean inflow. But he'll bounce off things. And you get into those things, you get into the zone areas, and the PC will go bouncy, bouncy, bouncy. And if you don't keep him on into that, you're not doing what the mind is doing, which is concentrating on that 100%. Actually, the mind is totally 100% concentrated on it. The closer he gets to it, the more he's liable to look. That's one of your maxims. The more ARC breaky he's liable to look. I don't want your expectancy to measure up. You pull withholds, and the person has a little withhold pulled, and they feel a little better. And they have another little withhold pulled, and they feel a little better. And then they have a big withhold pulled, and they feel a lot better. And they have another withhold pulled, and they feel a lot better. And it is not that cycle at all. But you get a hot question, they instantly start to get sick. And it just gets worse and worse and worse. And then they really... I've seen PC sit there in the most baffled state on something I knew all about the PC. You know, but could this have been me, you know? I mean, but there couldn't have been anything about it. See, we lived it for them. And we... All right, when was it this one? Was it Fordham and Fordham? Man, nothing happened at Fordham. Just nothing, I guess. Nothing could have happened at one. I didn't know anybody at Fordham. In fact, I don't remember anybody at Fordham. There wasn't anybody at Fordham. And this is all out of something. The fellow says, well, I stole a cricket bat once, you know. And, well, when was it? Well, it was when we lived at Fordham. Was that all there is to it? And you're liable to get some fantastic, well, who could I? I stole a cricket bat, but from whom? Fordham. 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 Who? Well, it couldn't have been at Fordham. Couldn't have been. Oh, well, it doesn't amount to anything. You run into the knotties, you know, it doesn't amount to anything. Cricket bat's very cheap and so forth. It's very ridiculous of me to do so, and I undoubtedly gave it back the next day. Dub in, dub in, dub in, dub in. No, that's not right either. Fordham, it must have happened in Fordham. But nothing could have happened in Fordham. Look, I only lived at Fordham between the ages of 7 and 8, and I couldn't possibly have seen. Get an answer. You got to get an answer to your auditing question. That's one of your basic maxims of the auditor. But your PC starts to go into these things? Oh, no. Well, help him out all you can. Don't suggest things to him. Don't be that helpful. But ask him pertinent questions about it. Well, was it a big bat or a little bat, you know? What kind of a cricket bat? A cricket bat? Well, it was just a little cricket bat. I mean, it was a toy cricket bat, you know? You say, all right, good. Well, that's enough. See, don't beat him to death at that stage. Keep the withhole system rolling. All right, well, who didn't find out about that? Well, I didn't. I completely forgot it was a little cricket bat. It wasn't a big cricket bat at all. All right, that's fine. Good enough. Don't bother to do anything about it. Well, how about stealing this? What about stealing this cricket bat? That's all I know. I really can't tell you. It's very funny. It's very hazy because it must have been at 400. It couldn't have been at 400. It must have been at South Chichester. But at South Chichester, it couldn't have been at 400. And so we'll help him out. And you say, well, when was it? Well, it was 1957. It couldn't have been in 1957 because it had been in 1932. No, I wasn't alive in 1932. It was 1941. Well, I'd been during they limited the cricket bats. And so you say, well, just an approximation of when it was. We can't tell. I'll just sit there for, we'll date this thing on the meter, see if we can zero it in a little closer. A guy there. Help him out. Lead that withhole to its doom. Help it out of existence. And then, all right, now, is that all of it? All of it. I don't know anything about it at all. We've now dated the thing as having had 1945, and I was in the armed service in 1945. Oh, my God. Oh, yes. It hits on, oh, no. Oh, well, no. And then you're liable to get a resurge. But when you start down that steep trail toward those last few fragments, you really got to help the PC out. Because he's stonied. He just can't force his own attention into it. So letting the PC's attention ride all over the place, you see, is actually letting the PC the effect of this withhold and this charge, and he never forgives you. Okay? You've got to get the PC's attention, and you got to hold it in there, and you got to hold it in there harder. He says, well, can't we take up something else? There are a lot of nice, juicy withholds. I've got some on sexy. I got a couple of sexy holes here. They're very good. Let's get over onto those. I was a mermaid once. I can give you a withhold from that. You know, anything. Oh, this cricket bat, you know. Oh, and he gets to the oh my God stage. The closer he gets to the oh my God, oh, not that. Or that'd be terrible. Or what do you know? I never remember that. Any time of this, the cognition stage is approached, attention is harder to get in. He finally finds out that it was a cricket bat that he carved personally for a little Italian boy in an Italian village. And then that was all that was left of the village was the cricket bat. Because he failed to order his tune out there and the Germans shelled to bits and killed every inhabitant in it. And he holds himself responsible for this. And all ever since, this all figured out that it must have happened to him in his youth. And the only tag he's got is a cricket bat, see? And it's just, but a cricket bat, of course, fits with when one was young. So he's logicalized this. He hasn't remembered any part of it. He's got a beautiful script here. It has nothing to do with reality. And of course, he just can't face that because he couldn't face it at the time. So he just included it just like that. And he said, well, that's it. Now we can live. See? He's been figuring ever since down someplace in his mind, though, if I just ordered the platoon, I wouldn't realize that more. And the Germans came in the next morning, they would never bombard him. They would have left him alone. As a matter of fact, I should have left the whole area there earlier. I shouldn't have dragged anybody into it because there was no sense in it. There was no point in it. The Germans retreated the next day anyhow. It was all in vain. And I couldn't possibly pull an overt. It must have been due to the high command. It must have been a cricket bat in childhood. He just backs out of all responsibility for it. And, of course, there isn't anything left there. He can't face having caused the death of 150 non-combatants. Something he doesn't look into. You see how it is? So as his attention comes in, his attention comes off. And part of that coming off is getting mad at the auditor, looking ARC, breaking up, sad, that sort of thing. But you must differentiate between a PC who is really ARC broken because you've gone in a games condition with him, and a PC who is simply introvertedly ARC broken and snapping at everything. They look different, by the way. They look quite different one from the other. Direction of the PC's attention. You use this withhold system, you direct his attention, you help him to direct his attention. If you're on a hot subject, why, you'll get yourself some fantastic resurgences. Nobody's ever put their fingers on buttons like in this fellow's mind. Nobody's ever freed up attention the way you have. But reversely, if you don't direct his attention, he's being put into misery because his whole bank's kicking him in the head because there's nobody there helping him hold it down, don't you think? So you've got to work hard on this particular basis, and you actually don't have to slave over it or sweat over it. What you have to keep your eye out for is the tendency of the PC to go general on the whole thing, generalize things, and never come up with anything specific, and never give you any kind of data, and just keep glossing over the top of everything and so forth. After a while, I wake up and say, well, see here, there's apparently something here. We keep going over this ground. Let's look, shall we? Let's look. Now, I said, is that all of it? Now, that's what I mean. I mean, is there any more to this at all? Just look at it and see if there isn't. Well, the only thing we've missed here is a Bedford truck. You know, something of that size. Because as sure as he gets in toward one of these things, he starts to go generalize, sweep on the thing, and you start crowding him to it, he gets kind of, I don't know if I like to look at this Bedford truck. That works out with any withhold. Well, you needn't be so cross about it. You needn't be so insistent about it. I'll look. I'm perfectly cooperative, PC. No. But there's nothing there. There's nothing more. That is all there is to it. That is all there is to it. Needle falling off the pen. That is all there is to it. You say, good. Good. What more is there to the all? Nothing here but the Second Army Corps. Some little detail like this just slipped his mind. You got to get him to look. The job of the auditor is not to get the PC to tell. Yes, the PC will talk to him. The PC better be talking to him. Don't misinterpret that to this effect, but the auditor doesn't have to be told the withhold by the PC. Don't misinterpret that. But just frankly and overtly and directly, if the PC knows about it, the PC will tell you. That is what you must realize and make up your mind. The reluctance to tell you all stems from his knowing about it. And your PC will have a very easy time of it if you grasp this one point of the withhold system, because after that you will assist him to find out. And you help him find out things. If he says, well, I just don't know, you say, well, find out. He says, well, I just don't know. Don't say, well, tell me. See, that's the wrong response. Get your responses different. He says, I just don't know. You say, the wrong response? Well, tell me about it. The right response is, he says, well, I just don't know, and there doesn't seem to be any more, and so on. You say, well, look. Let's look at it. Come on, let's dig it up a little bit more. There must be some pieces showing someplace. An old pair of wingfoot heels showing out of rubble here someplace? Where is this? Listen up. Come on, man. Dig it up. He says, oh, yeah, there's a couple of very nice people there. I didn't realize that. Yeah, there's some. Well, I take that as an answer. Buy the PC's data and keep the system going. See? Now, the mistakes that you can make is thinking the PC isn't going to tell you. PC is going to tell you. If the PC knows, he will tell you. And the other mistake you can make is thinking that the PC is really upset with you, and he starts getting upset with bank and chopping PC. Another mistake that you can make is failure to handle the PC's attention. Cut off the PC. The PC's going on and on, saying, I had this dog, and his name was Rover. And the dog used to run up and down the street all the time, and he used to jump on and off the hedge and so forth. And I used to teach him to jump on and off the hedge, and he had a big collar. And he had a wonderful collar and so forth. And one day, one of the boys stole the collar, and I beat him up, and I got the collar back, and we put it back on this dog, Rover. As I was telling you, this dog, Rover, we used to keep him in the garage because he's such a big dog. We had a big garage there, so we keep him in the big dog in the big garage, you see. And we had this thing. Oh, man, if you want a PC to get upset with you, let him do that. Let him go on and on and on. How do you shut a PC off? Well, if you can't think of anything else, say, shut up. I mean, that will upset him less. See? That will upset him less. If you learn that, if you learn those little points, and you put those points into practice, your security checking will become a song, I guarantee it. There's nothing much to this. Now, we're calling it security checking loosely. It's actually prep checking now. You're going to get the rest of your materials for this, the little checks and so forth that you run for your zero questions. Right now, as I've said before, the most fruitful source is to find, if you get any old form, any place, that a PC has been sec checked on, you find one of its items loaded. There's one question on it. Use that for your zero. And just go over that and over it and over it. And if you have got the form from the PC, because you're auditing a field PC and so forth, and you haven't got the records, you can say, what withhold did you keep telling an auditor? What withhold have you continued to tell an auditor for a long time? And then try to find out what question got this withhold. And try to rephrase that question, and then you've got your zero, and you can take off from there. And of course, you just mine the mine, because it'll go from there on out. And that's one, when you're operating on HGC PCs that have been audited by a field auditor, and you don't know quite where to start on something like this, you could start there very fruitfully if you didn't have a standard check form. But this person had received a lot of auditing and was appeared to be very ARC breaky and so forth. Well, somebody's headed him into one of these things, and they haven't gotten him off of it. So the most profit that you could make on the whole transaction would be to say, what withhold have you told several auditors? Or what withhold have you told auditors several times? That's a good one. All right, that's fine. Now, what question would elicit this withhold? What question had been asked that did it? And try to put some kind of a question together that would have gotten that withhold, and then mine this question. And boy, oh boy, you will see the bank roar, because people have sec-checked this person straight into the middle of a dead stop. They got him right there. They've restimulated something, and they haven't pulled it. And that's what's known as your recurrent withholds, your recurring withhold. And a recurring withhold is very, very, very well plowed. Because it's already as though somebody has just set up a radar screen and a couple of compasses and some geophysical markers and the American flag with the eagle on top of it 10 feet tall, see? And saying, under this is an item the PC does not know anything about. And that's your recurring withhold as a sign or symptom. The other was a recurring complaint. You know, who have you complained about most? What have you complained about most? You finally zero that in. And you find out they've complained consistently and continually about their family. Well, you could use it as a withhold question. But there is one little word of warning on that. Knowing 3D crisscross, you will be very cautious about sailing in toward targets, and you don't sail in toward targets that you don't know whether they are terminals, op terms, or whether they are on the 3D package at all, because you know that you can beef up the whole prehab scale by running a wrong terminal. So one of the poor ways to go about it, this girl's always had trouble with her husband, so we immediately say, well, without any questioning at all, she must have withholds from her husband, so therefore, bang, let's just sail in on this, and let's use the zero question, what have you done to your husband, or something stupid like this, you see. Let's use this husband, see, husband. Oh, wait a minute. She's always had trouble with the husband. The husband's either in the bank or not in the bank or should be in the bank, but there's something 3D crisscross wrong with this terminal husband. So you, of course, don't follow that up at all. Your generalized questions, your zero questions, should be very general on the subject of doingness or knowingness. They shouldn't have too much to do with beingness. They could have something to do with havingness. If you leave beingness alone in those zero questions, it'll be all right. Because this stuff is all being run, usually being run, prior to 3D crisscross. You wouldn't know anything about it. By the way, any 3D crisscross item, this is not advised, but any 3D crisscross item that proved out as the PC's terminal could probably be moved in as a zero question of the withhold system. Now, whether it blow up part of the universe or part of the PC's head or not, I don't guarantee because it's not been tested. It's probably too much, and it's probably too unreal, but just give you an idea that if you were going to do beingnesses, those are the beingnesses that you would do on the withhold system. And you leave other beingnesses alone. You can take up the whole subject, or you can take up any subject. Be careful with the beingness aspect of it. You can take up a subject of marriage, but God help us, let's not take up the subject of husbands and wives, you know, or families, that's beingness. We can take up the subject of being broke, but we can't take up any other. Okay? Thank you.